Morning.
Morning, Claude.
You guys are beauties.
Did the head coach of Montreal should speak French?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, that's something that is very sensitive, let's put it that way. I mean, did Toe Blake speak French?
Scotty Bowman did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you gotta, you know, to me, you gotta live there to be there to really associate yourself with what really goes on there. You know, it's there's a lot of controversy there. I like Randy Cunningworth. I think he's a good coach. He's done a good job. You know, I feel for him. Let's put it that way.
Toughest market to be a guy.
Well, any Canadian market has a lot of media attention, so you've got a fair challenge, and people expect you to win and stuff, so it's fairly challenging. And when you have a storied history like Montreal has, the expectation level is high, and so therefore more pressure, and that's the way it goes. But it's not like people don't know, not like coaches don't know what they're getting into when they go there. You know, it's Montreal Canadiens.
Have you found Winnipeg a tough market to coach in? I know you coached in last year as an American League guy, but it's a little different this year.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I haven't gotten really stressed out about it. I'm trying to focus in on the job here and just coaching the team. I don't think you can get wrapped up in all the other stuff. I don't read too much, don't listen very much. I just kind of do the job and live in my foxhole, and that's about what I do, you know. And try to focus in on the task, which is what I ask the players to do, as well as just focus on the task at hand. So I don't get too concerned with the other things. Well, you know what, the Islanders, you know, they're a team that they've had a good stretch here of play on the road, so it's certainly a team you're not going to want to take lightly. You know, you look at the information on them a bit, they're 4-1-1 on the last six road games, so you can't sit there and just say, well, this is another game and we're going to look past these guys. I'm certainly not looking anywhere but this game, and we know we've got three games left, but we've got the New York Islanders in here, and you know, they can do damage. There are no easy games in this league. If we haven't learned that yet, then we're in trouble. So it's tough to win every night, and the margin for error is minimal, and the difference in winning and losing is close, and it's tough. So this will be no different tonight. So we'll be taking them like a heavy opponent, which we feel that they are.
Coach, what can the fans mean for the home team?
Well, the fans, the thing that that is really good in this building is that our team really feeds off the energy here, and it really gets us going. Our starts have been good. We've scored first in a lot of home games here since we started a lot of our schedule on the road, so it's been a real positive for us, and they're very involved in the game. They feel like it feels like they want to be on the bench beside you, and they're very involved in the game, and they certainly watch the game, and they make their assessments, and they make it known what they like and don't like. So I think it's good. It leads to accountability on our players and everybody, and we feed off the energy, and I think that's a real positive thing for us.
So if someone said that playing physical is the key to silencing the Islanders, is your key, can you adapt your level of physicality, or do you guys play the same? Are you guys the same all the time?
You know what? I think it's really hard to keep asking your team. Your team is what it is, and that's what you have. You know, like you either build your team a certain way, and I don't think your team can go, okay, guys, let's go out and play real physical tonight, and let's be not as physical another night. It is what it is. You know, I think you play with what you have, and what we have is there are nights we might play a little more physical, but we have some players that play physical. That's the way they play, and I think for me, I would rather get to a position where we become hard to play against. Does that involve physicality? You'd like it to. It's not the predominant part of our team, but we want to be good in a lot of areas. We want to take away people's time with our pressure, and for me, that's important. If we had a real physical team, then it's a little different, you know, but we have what we have. I think you keep pounding on your team trying to play a different way, it's just, it gets old quickly.
What are you hoping to see from your team tonight after the Washington game, Anaheim, North, South, East, West, what are you hoping to see?
You know what, I just want to continue down the consistent road and just manage the game well and play the game well and just play the game that's in front of us. I don't, you know, just, we're in a good track right now. Let's just, you know, let's just keep it that way. You guys want to talk about bounce back games and all that. I don't really deal with these bounce back situations or, you know, we want consistent play. We want consistent effort, and we want our team to be responsible and play fast. These are the things that we're looking for on a day-to-day basis. We want to practice that way. We want to play that way. And that's what we're looking for from our team. We don't want to be anything that we're not. That's the way we want to play. And that's the way we want to play every night and every day in practice.
Do you know 100% what you are now?
Well, it seems to have shown itself. You know, we seem to be a team that plays with speed. You know, the opponent sometimes dictates the amount of speed that you have. We play fairly responsible. We've got good goaltending. We've been responsible defensively. We've been a lot better in a lot of areas and way more consistent. So we want to be a team that's hard to play against, and we look like we are. So for me, that's kind of what we've tried to identify ourselves as, and we've kind of looked like that has become our identity. No one's mentioned it until now, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there is no difference. We want to, you know, there are a couple of teams, you know, Montreal lost, Toronto got 1 point last night, and so we have an opportunity to get in a position again. I think we see that, but there's, you know.
Too much hype last time, I guess? Was there too much focus on?
I don't know. I mean, you want to always do well, and you always want to try to get above the line. Isn't that the goal? You know, and then once you get above the line, you want to continue to climb. So, I don't know. It's not like we don't know what's there, you know. So, I'd rather deal in the reality of what's what, you know. I mean, for me, we have a chance to get above the line, possibly winning tonight if things fall into place, and that's what we're going to deal with. That's, why would that not be a good goal? And what would you want to do? Just say, no, guys, let's stay below the line? Well, you know, like, why would you not want to go there? You should be reaching all the time as a team anyway. So that's our next task. That's our next step. We want to get up there above the line, and we have an opportunity tonight, and we'll go from there. You know, whether there's a focus on it or not, I think we know. You know, we know where we want to go. We know what we're reaching to get to. So that's what's important for us.
You all done your Christmas shopping?
I've done some. I need to get back out again sometime, but it's not easy going out there. Trust me, for a lot of reasons. It's quite a challenge.
You leave like a trail of breadcrumbs behind you.
I know when you're following me around. No, I know. But yeah, it's a challenge.
Where do you think Eric Fair is at?
Pardon?
Where do you think Eric Fair is at right now in terms of trying to catch up with, you know, the missing the camp, the missing all the games?
Well, it's difficult for Eric. You know, he's been out for such a long time. He's had a second surgery. It's hard to deal with for him. You know, and he's trying to find a rhythm in his game. And, you know, you deal with a lot of disappointments and your expectation level, and reassess your expectation level. Where's that going? You know, and you're always playing catch up, and it's going to be tough for him to deal with this season. You know, regardless of, you know, what could really help him is if things started to go offensively, and then you get confidence, and so I think that he's probably in a situation where he's really unsure, wants to have success, and waiting for it to happen and trying to create it and stuff like that. So it'll be a struggle a little bit for him until he gets on the board and gets going a bit, you know. So I mean, that's just something you have to deal with. There's nothing he can do. Just deal with it the best way you can. It's no different than Little, you know, early in the year not getting offensive points. It's no different than Wheeler not scoring for a long time. You know, how do you deal with it? After a while, it's like, okay, enough. I got to move forward here, you know. You keep analyzing and reassessing, and I don't know if it does much good other than create frustration, which is not a good emotion.
When I asked Eric a few moments ago what where he thought he was at, he said he really wanted to try and establish a trust, you know, with his teammates and coaches about being responsible on his own end. And he was hungry to score, but he thought that's where he would start, is making sure that he could be counted on in that way. Is that something you've asked of him, or is that him?
No, that's more probably him on his own, but, you know, like with the way our team plays, we like all the players to be responsible, and he has been responsible. So, you know, I think that you always go back to your foundation, and if your foundation is defending, which that's what we'd like our team to have, then that's a good foundation to have, and then go outward from there. You know, the problem is when your focus is always scoring. I'm not saying that that's Eric's focus, but when a player's focus is always scoring, it seems it seems to get worse the more you focus on it. Sometimes you just need to let it go, and that's when things happen. You know, so for him, I think it's good he focuses on defending, and these things will work themselves out. It looks that way, yeah. It doesn't look like he didn't skate today, and looks like he won't be a player tonight.
How different is the dynamic of that line without Little and replacing him with the disruptor?
Well, they had good chemistry before. It's hard to walk in there and expect you're going to get the same type of chemistry. You know, Burmistrov was good in the game for the 2.5 periods that he played with that line. They just got to make do with what they have. They've got to just try to work it out. And, you know, like, is it going to happen in one game or two games or three? It's hard to say. They'll just let it go and hope they all work. They're all responsible players, which is good, so... It's hard to say how it'll fit. Will it fit? You know, then it creates different issues depending on how long Little's out. You know, do you continue down the road? Depends on results. You're always looking for results and seeing if it works, it fits. If it doesn't fit, what then? Where do you juggle people? You know, because you got Mietinen that comes into play now. You know, he's a right-hand, right winger. And he's a guy that's capable of playing different, potentially up in lines or wherever, we're not really sure. We'll see how he goes and then how other people go, and he maybe gets put in different situations as well. So there's a lot of different dynamics that we've got that we can work with.
You mentioned that Christmas shopping can be tough. Give us an idea what it's like when you're
out there. Well, it's difficult because people want to take pictures and then I don't shop. I have to go hide in the corner of the store if I'm going to do that, because then somebody else stops and go, can I have a picture? And then you're not shopping, you're there, and it's like, okay, I can't. It's tough, a little difficult right now. But people are very friendly and cordial, and everything's pretty much positive, so it's been good from that standpoint. You just don't get around very easily. Yeah, no, just not that, no.
Your hair looks so good today.
Well, I thought, yeah, I thought for you beauties. I tried to live up to your level in your beauties. Yeah.
That's not the norm.
Well, no, you'd want your players to be honest, and, you know, I'm sure that he thought maybe it would pass or something, and I don't think it's something they do by design. You want your players to be forthcoming in injuries, regardless of what they are, and there's so much attention to concussions and head shots and stuff like that. Now, you'd really want to know for sure. And the problem you get is you're not sure if it's a headache. You know, I wouldn't say in his particular case, but sometimes you're not sure. You're foggy because of the way you slept. Are you foggy because of you got hit the night before? You don't know. So maybe those are the decisions that hold you back. And then, you know, just because you feel differently, is it a headshot you had last week, or is it just because you feel differently? I mean, in the summertime, you get some mornings where you're not feeling that great. Is it a concussion, or what is it? You know, so who knows? There's so much being played with that now. It's hard to say. It makes it tough for players. It's hard for players to figure out what it is. Is it an irregular day that you're just not feeling that good, or what is it? I've had a concussion before too. It's can't put your finger on it. You're not quite sure. You just don't feel right. You're not sure what it is. You know, and I was out for 5 minutes out cold on the ice. So, and I was out a couple of months. Oh yeah, it's tough. Different.
Was that a fight or was that a hit?
No, it was my last year when I was in Milwaukee, and it was right in March, I think, it was my last game. And then, I was coming through the neutral zone across, diagonal across, and a defenseman came across and hit me head-to-head type thing, but I landed on the ice, hit my head on the ice, and was out for 5 minutes, woke up in the ambulance, and, you know.
No idea
where I was. That was my last game of retired. You know, I was retiring that year. Anyway, I didn't play anymore that year. So we had the last month of the season, I never played. So I spent the night in the hospital, was there for one or two nights. And just scrambled eggs. You just, no idea. Like, you're talking, you talk to people that are coming to visit, and you think you're making sense. And they're like, what was that he was saying? You know, what you think you're saying and what you're actually saying is two different things, but you don't know it. Or at least I didn't know it. Even I wrote a letter. I was writing a letter, I can't remember to who, in regard to something, and I still have the letter, and I read it back now, and this was in 1987. It's unbelievable. You read it, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're just all over the map. You know, this is probably a month after. And it's just
one of your press conferences?
Pretty much the same. But it's just, it's wild, you know, like, but I was out for a while.
No lingering effects, nothing?
Nothing really yet, that I can see.
No,
I joke around sometimes. I mix up my words with the players and, you know, at home, just my concussion coming back. You know.
That's a tough thing to head into, to the uncertainty of ending your playing days. I mean, that must have been difficult.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know, like that's what it was. That was going to be my last season. I was 33 then, and I was, you know, I was older and I couldn't keep up with the younger players at that time. They were way better. I couldn't do the things that I was able to do in the past, and I just felt it was time. I had two young boys and a family, and was moving around, and I had to take a path in another direction. And then, you know, that happened, and so you end your career there. But I mean, we had a losing season in Milwaukee. It was a really frustrating season. It just so happened that I got hurt and with a concussion and was out, you know, and that's the way it ended. You know, not the way you want to go out, but. The way I would think what?
Well, the whole issue of concussions now, these ex-players who are suffering all these issues, you're not, but does it make you think about it?
But I wasn't the same type of player that those guys were. That's a different, I think that's a different dynamic than what I had, you know. I was more of a, I was more of a skilled guy, more allergic to wood. Anything that had corners, I didn't go near them. Okay, thanks, guys.